Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
That's a sweep. Bring the brooms out for Kansas City. New York City, let's do it, man. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. It feels good to win. It feels good to win every night. It feels good to win a series at home in front of Yankee fans in better weather. Led by the captain, Aaron Judge, the best hitter in baseball. Yes, go check the stats. He's at the top. Adds another homer. The average is at the top. The OPS is at the top. He's close in homers and RBI, but not just Judge, man. Clark, welcome back. Volpe, good to see ya. All those guys, man, out there, that Yankee defense, the bullpen. Start spreading the news. Tell everyone. The Yankees are heading down to Tampa, and if you're a gambling man like myself, you know, just a couple coins here and there, FanDuel, you know, Dinger Tuesdays, couple profit boosts, nothing crazy. I didn't bet this series too much because it was cold and whatever, you know, Seth Lugo the other night, and I didn't know what to expect. Save your coins for this upcoming slate. Back in Tampa, at home, home away from home, at the Boss, George M. Steinbrenner Field. The 4 games coming up against the Tampa Bay Rays with Will Warren on the mound, Carlos Rodon, Carlos Cookie Carrasco, and Max Fried. 417 to 420. I just know that the Yankees are going to go down there. I was just listening to Aaron Boone talk about, you know, packing up the cold weather Yankee gear and sending it to Cleveland. Like, these guys play so well in better weather. And they haven't played as great so far in the rain and the cold. Here it comes. Not saying they're going to sweep the Rays, but you can't lose to the Rays in your own ballpark. You're lending them. But, yeah, I wanted to start with that. You know, it's good to see the Yankees come out there and put another win together. 3 different days where they scored 4 runs, and they did it in different ways. When they flashed that bullpen budget at the end of the game, I was like, hey, it is what it is. You know, let's finish this one out. And they did. If they didn't, I was going to blame y'all in there doing the wave. Why do y'all do the wave in there? Especially in a 4-3 game. Are you bored at that point when the game is tight? Like, right, I guess it was, you know, The Captain Judge hits the homer. He's the difference. Everyone is in there ready to party and celebrate like the game is over. They start doing the wave. If that went south, I would have blamed everyone in there doing the wave. But it is what it is. You paid your way in. Do what you want to do. We can't police fans. 888-808-1019. If you're driving home from the stadium, call me up. Let me know how it was. I know it got a little colder last night and into the day. I know it was a little windy out there. But again, Yankee Stadium and Yankee fans, 43,720 in attendance. The attendance went up game by game, 42, then 43 and some change, and then 43.7. So the Yankee fans are out there supporting this team. Don't let anybody tell you anything. There was a lot of noise coming out of Detroit and then losing the series to the San Francisco Giants. I felt like there was a lot of negative energy, and I'm begging y'all, please, just like, wait. It is not getting early late. We have plenty of time, and this team is deep. They have so many guys. Obviously, they're led by the MVP, the best player in the world, but they have so many guys that contribute, veterans and young guys. I'm asking for patience, right? It was Dominguez the night before. And Volpe, right, as soon as people are ready to say, oh, here comes Volpe slump, Volpe comes through. You know, some people even mad about Belly having a back issue, having food poisoning, you know, missing games. Belly coming through. Goldie Knox, he's good for a knock almost every night, maybe multiple. He's got eight games with multiple knocks. And just give these guys time to keep rounding into form and becoming this version of the New York Yankees. They are 11-7. They are in first place. They are a good team. And they're in the American League where, like, man, why can't this be the year? I know, we don't need to jump to October. Well, why can't this be the year that they go back to the World Series? And I was saying this in the offseason, so I'm not really getting ahead of myself, but why can't this be the year that, you know, Judge just carries them through October? All the talk and all the hate, so much for a slow April. I was watching the postgame in here, and they flashed Judge's numbers from 2024. He had a 182 average April of 2024. Well, he's got a 409 average this April, the highest average of anyone in the league, in both leagues. He had three homers last April. He's got seven now, so more than double that. Nine ribbies last April. He's got 21 now. Scored seven runs last April, 20 now. His OPS, 0.731 last year. He almost doubled that. He's at a 1.322, the highest in baseball. I know we say this a lot, but I feel like y'all still don't appreciate the greatness of number 99. All rise. Aaron Judge is ridiculous. I don't care about any haters that want to bring up the postseason or October. Live in the moment. Enjoy this now. He was the difference tonight. I was pleading for them to add one more run, and you know who did? Judge. There it is. Boop. Carries right into the bullpen, and the bullpen catcher catches it, and that's all you need to sweep the Royals. They're our pals. They're our friends. They're not really trying to beat the Yanks. They're not really trying to come into Yankee Stadium and do anything with the Yanks. They can't. 888-808-1019. Justin in Floral Park, you're in there.
Keith, what's going on, brother?
Good. You know, we're going to roll through this Yankee game and series and get ready for the next one, but enjoying, you know, the wins and guys like Mark Leiter Jr. contributing and Fernando Cruz control. And there's just so many talented players on this team. This is a much deeper team this year.
100%. Death, taxes, and the Yankees own the Royals, man. It's like unbelievable. Keep it rolling. Like I said, I'm not going crazy until this is 50, 75 games in, and then we'll see what the rotation looks like. It was a good start for Schmidt. I mean, he battled through five in the third, and you know what? Just have him out there every 5 days is a blessing. I don't want to see Stroman pitch another inning for the Yankees, so I'd rather stay with Cookie Carrasco and then make a move at the deadline. And I'll tell you, Bellinger, man, listen, I know he's not Juan Soto offensively, but Juan Soto's not making that play defensively. I'll tell you that right now.
That's what the streets are saying. There's a lot of people in these Yankee Twitter streets like, hey, I know a guy that doesn't make that play. That could have been a lot of different at the end of that
game. Better check on your boy Frank the Tank, man. I think the guy's going to like lose it by the time May comes.
Frank, this guy's, like, I'm laying in bed today about to take a nap, and I'm listening to Mets Radio 880, And my boy Jeremy texts me a tweet from Frank the Tank. He doesn't add me, but he says, Keith McPherson is having a party right now. I'm like, nah, I'm about to have a slumber party, bro. This Mets game was boring me to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And he's going to have a bad week next week when the Canes take care of the Devils. I'm sorry, Keith. I know you're a Devil guy.
Oh, my God.
My rage
The Devils.
Buried. One thing
lose
about the
again
Knicks.
Tonight. Going in that strong to face the Hurricanes in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but fingers crossed.
Keith, the Knicks series, listen, I mean, there's some people on this radio program that think this is going to be an easy, like, blowout. I mean, I just don't see it, Keith. I got
Knicks
bad nightmares.
Knicks in six.
Maybe. I think it's going to go seven. Honestly, my biggest fear is Cunningham. I mean, I know OG's a lockdown defender, but there are times where guys just rise above him, a la Jason Tatum that last game when Brown was out. So I want to see, you know, OG actually lock this guy up because I'm telling you, Cunningham could have a performance like Trae Young did many years ago, and the Knicks had no answers for that. And, you know, we'll see what Bridges does. I don't know if, you know, listen, the Knicks had a lot from DiVincenzo last year. They have not replaced that. I know Jalen Brunson rises to the occasion come playoff time, but I'm telling you, this Pistons team, they better not overlook this team because they have a lot of veterans on this team that are going to get in their years. I know Tobias Harris is washed, but he's been through the wars. I know Tim Hardaway Jr. is washed, but he's been through the wars. He's going to whisper in these guys' ears. So it's going to be an interesting game, man. Malik Beasley is a pain to guard. Durant's tough in the middle. So let's see what Cat does because, you know, Cat's another guy. Come playoff time, Keith, he has come up very small with the T-Wolves.
This is the first go-round for this version of the Knicks. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Justin. 888-808-1019. We got plenty of time to get into the Knicks. They don't start until Saturday. It is Wednesday. When the clock turns 12, we'll be a week from the NFL draft. We'll do that. We can talk about the NBA play-in going on. And I just, Knicks in six. Obviously, the Pistons pose a threat, but I don't really want to go there. Let's stay here on this Yankees team. Let's talk Mets a little bit before we get to the 11 o'clock break. Now, the conversation all week has been around Juan Soto, and I am just honestly loving it. I'm loving it. I gave you my take last night about Juan Soto answering truthfully, just being a baseball robot programmed to hit baseballs and just having a baseball conversation and speaking truthfully. And it doesn't mean he's yearning for the Yanks or missing Aaron Judge. But what I'm loving right now is the dynamic between Yankee fans and Mets fans. And I know it's early, but it feels good. I'm not going to hold you. As a Yankee fan, it feels good because there were Mets fans that had a damn parade. There were Mets fans that celebrated like they won something by winning a player in free agency. And I got on this microphone and I said, they don't give out rings at the winter meetings. Okay, you got the player, but baseball is a humbling sport. He's got to still perform. Let's see how he adapts to his new surroundings, his new jerseys, his new team, his new lifestyle, his new game checks, this new profile of being the generational Juan Soto, 15-year Met with the largest contract in baseball. You're not getting the return on investment right away, huh? He's not the Juan Soto that used to come in with the Nationals and punish you, huh? He's not the Juan Soto that helped propel the Yankees to the World Series next to Aaron Judge, huh? You're thinking about potentially booing him when he comes back to Queens, huh? Well, go for it. Go for it. Please have at it. I took a call from a guy out in Sacramento who was a Mets fan out there watching them face the A's. And he said that, hey, Juan Soto's not cutting it. I'm going there and I'm going to wear his jersey and boo him. Boo him. Go for it. Right? It's just a boo. In Yankee Stadium, we call it the Bronx cheer. I remember last year, all those games I went to 50 games plus with the postseason. I don't even know. Juan Soto was boo-proof. I thought it was amazing. And he didn't really have any prolonged slumps because he always gets on base and works his walks. But I thought it was amazing. Yankee fans are animals. They booed Hal Steinbrenner presenting a check to Derek Jeter. They booed Aaron Judge going 0-for-4 on the day that we honored John Sterling. They don't care. They booed Giancarlo Stanton on his first game in Yankee Stadium. They don't care. With Juan Soto, there was some care. You know why? Because it was, hey, don't be too hard on the guy. Don't boo him. Don't treat him like that. We want him to stay. We want him to choose us in free agency. We don't want him to leave. Well, he left. And anybody telling you not to boo Juan Soto when he comes back to Yankee Stadium, I just don't understand where that even comes. Like, what thought process you have thinking that you could even... You might be able to get a small percentage of the stadium, but majority of the stadium is going to be loud boos. There'll be some Mets fans cheering, but there will be some hurt Yankee fans booing. There will just be some Yankee fans that are living in the moment of you're the enemy now. So to the Met fan that is frustrated with Juan Soto, striking out, popping up, grounding out, even those back-to-back days of homers is not enough because you end up losing the series to the Minnesota Nice guys, who the Yankees own. Minnesota Nice, those guys, they're our pals like the Royals. They do not want any smoke with the Yankees. And I thought the Mets were about to make it happen. And earlier today, I was saying to make it happen, Mets. Wake me up in the ninth inning. And it goes 10. And you've got some issues beyond Juan Soto. But because Juan Soto is the highest paid player, the main attraction, now he's supposed to be the guy. And he's adjusting to being the guy. Like he could be Robin to Judge's Batman. He was on a team with Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis. He was on a Nationals team that had a bunch of veterans and stars. Now he's adjusting to how they're pitching him. We'll talk about that again tonight because I'm still watching MLB Network and they hit us with some more stats now. They went back even further. Like, all right, you know, and honestly, I thought about it. I was like, it's too early this year to compare last year, but they went back to the Padres and with Juan Soto and the conversation about don't boo him. Man, this is New York. There's going to be people in Citi Field that aren't Mets fans that show up there just to boo him. 888-808-1019. It's just a boo. Maybe it'll help. Maybe it'll help. Maybe it'll help motivate him. You know who was motivated today? Harrison Bader, boy. That was a Harrison Bader revenge game if I ever saw one. You better call Tyrone. But you can't use my phone. Tyrone Taylor's about to get demoted in favor of Jeff McNeil in center field. Jose Siri's got a broken leg. And Harrison Bader came into that game today, and he's like, oh, you choose them over me? I'm from New York. I'm a former Yankee Met. I'm from Bronxville, son. You choose Jose Siri and Tyrone Taylor over me? Well, Bader was a singles machine in this series. He drove in some runs, stole a base. And he made some plays with his glove, which Yankee fans and Mets fans know him very well to do. And in a game where the Mets had to go with Brazoban as the opener in the rubber match, some Minnesota matinee baseball, and they go to Justin Hagenman in his debut, and he was solid, he was good. It's still just not enough. This lineup that was advertised as one of the best, if not the best in baseball, with runners in scoring position, it is not good enough. And it is very early, and it will warm up. But there are a lot of people pointing to the teams that the Mets face so far. The Twins aren't world beaters. They're 7-12. They're a fourth-place team in the weakest division. The A's, the Marlins, the Blue Jays. And yes, just a few days ago, there were some Mets fans in my mentions parading around about being in first place, having more wins than the Yankees. I'm like, yo, what are y'all on? You have more problems than you realize. But, you know, lineup changes should come soon. I don't know if I'd have Brandon Nimmo in the lineup where they have him. Francisco Alvarez will come back, and I don't know, he's down there hitting in the minors. I already mentioned Jeff McNeil. He should be able to help. Between Beatty, Vientos, Acuna's so athletic and plays with such a spark and a flair, I feel like he's got to play. But now we're about to get into the part of the season where it starts to get a little shaky. Now we're about to get into the part of the season where the Mets bullpen and the Mets rotation that was almighty in the beginning, they're about to start to get really tested. And guys that you expect to be lights out will get tested and not come through for you. So Mets fans, call in as well. Tell us how you feel. Shout out to Frank the Tank for the Twitter post, even though he didn't tag me. And a bunch of people hit me up like, yo, why is Frank talking about you right now? I don't know. Mets fans think that Juan Soto lives rent-free in my head. No, I'm just a baseball fan. He played for the Yankees last year. I am a radio host on WFAN. I have to talk about the Mets and the Yankees. So there's times where I talk about Juan Soto and I troll and I make jokes and I laugh. But I don't know why my guy Tank was talking about me in the middle of the day. Keith McPherson's having a party. I'm not having a party over the Mets being down 3-0 to the Minnesota Twins. I'm like, this is pathetic. This is supposed to be an all-world lineup. Lindor, captain of the World Baseball Classic Puerto Rico team. Juan Soto, who's making $315,000 a game. And if it ain't Pete, who else, right? Paid Pete is about the only guy you got. And it's funny. It's funny because there are a lot of Mets fans saying we don't need Pete Alonso. We'll put Mark Vientos at first. Where would this Mets team be without the polar bear? 888-808-1019. Oh, I forgot to say that like these comments are coming from negative Keithy, bad Keithy. The views and opinions expressed by negative Keithy, bad Keithy do not represent Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM. We'll be back right after this. I got a full rack of calls. Let's get it. Frank, out on Staten Island, you got it. Go for it.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How's it going?
It's going.
Kind of like a two-part question, I guess. First, it looks like Nolan Arenado's having a great season so far. You know, knock on wood. Do you think the reason that they didn't just go ahead with that, aside from like the money reason, is because they're kind of waiting to see what's going on with Kyle Tucker on the Cubs, whether or not he'll sign an extension? Because, like, I imagine this is what I'm hoping is, because I want Nolan Arenado at third. Like, we need the help. It would be, you know, a great way to, like, increase our offense production with him at third, which we're getting, like, nothing. Do you think if Kyle Tucker signed an extension right now in the Cubs, that would pretty much give them the green light to go ahead and just trade for Nolan Arenado? Because, yeah, it's
no,
like
we're just... I haven't put those two things together. You feel that way because Hal said, you know, the $307 million that they've spent is enough? Like, you feel like they can't afford to have it? Is one or the other?
Well, yeah, they're capping themselves, obviously. But, I mean, I don't know why. That's another story. But it seems like...
You could have had Arenado in March. You could have Arenado tomorrow. You could have Arenado in July. Tucker, you might not have a chance to get Tucker at all.
They don't want to... It seems like maybe they don't want to add that to their salary in the event that Kyle Tucker either becomes available before the trade deadline because he's not going to sign an extension with the Cubs, or in the event that we have a fair shot at him in free agency, in which case, I don't know if that's, I mean, I want to win this year, and I feel like adding Nolan Arenado to this team would, you know, that would, you know, we'd be ready to go to war with that lineup, I think, considering how well he's playing so far. I mean, his OPS right now is pretty much the same.
I know. Here, I'll talk about it. Thanks for the call, Frank. I know who Nolan Arenado is. I was in here. C-Mac was in here. We're like, we need another bat. We talked about when Nolan Arenado came all the way to George M. Steinbrenner Field, and he said it was because he wanted to see his friend Paul Goldschmidt. What? You just played with him? Like, you guys are that, like, buddy-buddy? No. He wanted to be in front of the Yankees at their facility to, you know, kind of show himself. But I think there's two reasons why the trade didn't go down. It takes two to tango. The Cardinals probably were asking the Yankees for prospects that they were not going to move on from, because if they move on from the best player on their team, they want to get some young players that project to be the best players on their team down the line. So they might have been asking for Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez, Ben Rice, George Lombard Jr., Ben Hess. If you're not seeing what Ben Hess is doing, just type his name into Twitter X. So I think, you know, Cashman is like, I'm not making a move like that before the season, giving up a young player, a package of young players again, like we did to get Juan Soto before the season last year. I'm not doing that this year with all the moves that I made and having 3 to 4 options at third base. DJ LeMahieu is coming back. Now, I know you're probably like, don't even mention that, but like they mentioned it. Aaron Boone was in this same studio and said, we have DJ, we have Peraza, we have Oswaldo Cabrera. Now, you're seeing a lot of Peraza, you're seeing Cabrera, you're not seeing any of the fourth option, Pablo Reyes, who had a good spring, and then you saw him very early on in the season. He kind of, you know, messed up his opportunity. But I don't think the Yankees are looking at a trade for Nolan Arenado because of what they would have to give up and also the money that he would be owed on the rest of his contract. I feel like they didn't believe that. Like, and we're seeing right now, he looks like Nolan Arenado to me, but I don't think they felt like it'd be worth it. And maybe they're right. Look at all the hitters they have. Look at all the contributors they have. Maybe there's another option at the trade deadline to upgrade third base. Maybe, I don't know. I don't want to say, like, I don't want to say Peraza gets going, but come on, man. Join the party. Peraza Palooza, where is it? Where is it, dude? You've had a bunch of opportunities over these last few years now. Like, it's got to be more consistent at the plate. And, like, that makes me think about what I was talking about last night with Cabrera. They're not ready for Cabrera to just be the everyday guy. Okay, so, like, then that's a position that you could potentially upgrade. Kyle Tucker, anybody that thought that they were going to trade for Kyle Tucker, I told you that it wasn't going down. Between Jim Crane and their GM Brown and the history between the Astros and Brian Cashman, every opportunity he gets, which I like it, and he should, every opportunity that he gets to remind people that the Astros cheated in 2017, probably had some buzzers in 2019 too, he reminds people that, hey, we don't know if the Yankees would have made it to the World Series that year. You think they like that? You think they were going to give the Yankees Kyle Tucker? They weren't. The only way that the Yankees potentially get Kyle Tucker is in free agency. And he might like the north side of Chicago. It's a nice place. Great fan base, great ballpark, great atmosphere. He might just want to stay there. But he's also from Tampa. And I think the Cubs, they do their spring training out in Arizona. Maybe he wants to be a Yankee. Maybe he wants to play the season out and see what he can get after what Juan Soto got. And that's another thing. The only reason Yankee fans are so obsessed with Kyle Tucker, when we lost Juan Soto, people started saying Kyle Tucker was better than Juan Soto. I never heard that any other time. So your imagination started to dream up, oh, we can put Kyle Tucker in right field. No, Judge is going to play right field. And right now on this team, where does Kyle Tucker fit in? Where does he fit in next year? I guess if Belly's not here, you know, I don't know. I'm not even on that. There's no reason to even waste too much time on that. Let's focus on what we have in front of us. Kyle Tucker plays for the Cubs. Nolan Arenado plays for the Cardinals. The Mets are about to see Nolan Arenado. We'll probably be talking about him in the next couple of days. Jarvis is in Harlem on the Fan. Go for it, bro.
What's up, Keith? How are you?
Solid, man. I'm just, you know, enjoying that Yankees baseball.
That's a soda game, too. But, you know, like, I want to talk about the Yankees and, you know, Aaron Judge. And, you know, most Yankee fans say, like, he doesn't perform in the postseason. But, you know, most Yankee fans say that I don't care if he hit 58 home runs or 60 home runs. Like, they don't even enjoy the moment. Like, they just, like, just always discredit him or something like that. So
it's corny, bro. It's tired. I'm exhausted with the you can't, we can't get to the next October. All the Octobers right in the past are in the past. And, you know, I've gone back and forth with some Yankee fans online, and I'm just like, I don't rock with y'all. You don't represent all of us if you're like, yeah, whatever, Judge can hit 100 home runs, do it in October. No, enjoy it while we're seeing greatness night after night. He won the game tonight, and he was a triple away from the cycle again. And you know what I'm saying? This guy is out of control. Like, his numbers are stupid. And if you can't just accept that and take it for what it is as regular season stats, yes, and you always got to point to his past failures or assume that he's going to fail again in October, then I don't think you really like baseball or the Yankees or Aaron Judge. Thanks for the call, Jarvis. 888-808-1019. You know, I had a take early in the year because someone called me, and it was a Mets fan who called me, and I put this clip on my YouTube, my Instagram, my Twitter, everywhere, because I was just bothered by it. It was when Judge came out to the hot start, and he had the multi-homer game, and you know, it was a Mets fan. I was like, yeah, you know, well, the Yankee fans that I talked to were saying, where was this in October? And I'm like, nah, I don't know anybody. I'm in the stadium the first couple games. I'm talking to a lot. I don't think anybody said to me, where was this in October? You can't compare the first series to the World Series or the DS or the CS. It's erroneous. It doesn't make sense for anybody to talk about, well, Aaron Judge is performing like this in April. Let's see it in October. Let's see it in October 2025. 2024 is over. 2022 is over. 2019 is over. Like I don't understand how y'all watch baseball and see a guy performing like this and say, well, you know, you try to knock it down as insignificant. You can't appreciate greatness. That's why I say, you know, we really do take this dude for granted. It's not easy to go out there and do what he does. Peter is in New Hyde Park on the Fan. Hello, Peter.
How you doing there, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So I want to talk about Soto. I'm not saying he's not going to be a generational player, and I get he gets on base. I get he don't strike out. But let's face it, he's had 20 home runs three seasons, 30 home runs two seasons, and 40 in back of Judge. Now, maybe in the future he will be. But, you know, it's if you ever listen to the Rolling Stones, they say the Rolling Stones are the greatest rock and roll band in the world. Why do they say that? Because the Rolling Stones say it. And Scott Burrows said he's a generational player, so everybody believes him. I was one of the few people on that Sunday night when they said Judge made a decision. I was in front of a church because we went to a party, and I said to my wife, I pray to God they don't get him, because I got news for you. If they got him, they're spending very little. They don't go out and get Max Fried. So now we lost Cole, and if we didn't have Max Fried, Cody Bellinger is another player I love. You know why? Because he wanted to play for the Yankees.
Yep.
And just like Goldsmith. And I like this team. I don't think this. I think this team is better than it was before. And then what Soto did with talking about Pete Alonso. I mean, that was just he just showed.
Well, he didn't necessarily talk about Pete Alonso. Thanks for the call, Peter. He didn't talk, and I got to stop you right there. He didn't say a bad thing about Pete Alonso. I went through this the last couple nights. It is not a knock on Pete Alonso to just speak the facts on Aaron Judge. He's the best hitter in the game. Look at the numbers. Go to your app, bat app. You don't even have to go to the app. You watch the game. Single, double, homer to win the game. Light work. Boone is talking about this is the most locked in I've seen him. They ask Judge in the post game. He says, we're getting there. So, like, and going back to Juan Soto, he is a generational talent and player, but he is not Superman every day. He is human. He is also a robot. But, like, he is not bigger than the game. The game is tough. And I'm not going to lie, as a Yankee fan, I'm loving it. I am loving it. I hope he continues to struggle. I hope he's got a down year this year, because I've had to hear it. I've had to hear all about what we lost and all about how the Yankees are little brother now because one player chose to take more money across town. That is not the metric. That is not the measuring stick.
Try to grow.
And I told y'all that. Like, just because one man chose to leave the pinstripes, leave the Bronx, the roll call, the bleacher creatures hit in front of Aaron Judge, all that, and go to the Rising Apple in center field, the seven line, the five borough race, the Bronx Queen's Best Dance Crew, whatever it's called. Like, that is his choice. His mom got a clothing allowance. His family has the Supreme Court of Soto suite number 22 for free. They have a security detail, and he's got 22 premium tickets to the Clover Club every game. And the people that he puts in the Clover Club now might have to hear people next to them, boo, this guy sucks. Boo, overpaid and overrated. I'm loving it. The silver lining for the Yankees is shining through early. The silver lining is everything happens for a reason. I had to take one night where I said, maybe the Yankees weren't supposed to win the World Series with this dude. He was always going to leave. He was always going to run to the richest owner in the sport. That would have been an awkward old-timer's day. That would have been an awkward return. This is the same guy that watched his teammates sobbing and crying after they lost Game 5 in embarrassing fashion, and he turned his hat around in Yankee Stadium, in the Yankees clubhouse, and said, I'm available to all 30 teams. They weren't supposed to win it with him. Now he's got to carry all that. He's got to deal with the smoke from the crosstown rival fans. He's got to deal with the pressure of being the man for the Mets for the next decade and a half. I think he'll be able to carry those Mets pinstripes at some point. I understand they're heavy too. This is New York. There's pressure on everybody that does anything in the public eye. But I'd be lying to you if as a Yankee fan, I'm not enjoying this team that we have post Juan Soto with Max Fried, because damn, do we need him after losing Cole. With Paul Goldschmidt, who I was saying is there's no way he's washed. He's a professional hitter. Goldie Knox. Lead him off. Bat him clean up wherever. He's going to figure it out. Belly. With the belly flop. Great catch, buddy. Good to see you back. Driving in runs. I know he's going to heat up again. Stay healthy. Keep the back right. Don't eat any wings. Young Volpe. Continue to evolve and develop. Jason Dominguez. Ben Rice. Austin Wells, this bullpen, whether it's Weavy Wonder, the Airbender, Mark Leiter Jr., bro, Mark Leiter Jr., come here. You're back in the circle of trust. And don't screw it up. 888-808-1019. It feels good to have a team post Juan Soto where there are fans in baseball and in town that told Yankee fans, you're cooked, you're done. The pinstripes don't matter anymore. The Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore, as if the Yankees are going to just fold up shop and go out of business because Juan Soto chose to go hang out with Mr. and Mrs. Met. No, sir. No, sir. Sean is in Stony Point. Sean, you're on the fan.
Keith, what's happening, man?
You know, talking the talk.
I know. Yo, remember me? I'm the Mets fan that went to London and I was dating the Yankee fan for a little bit.
You went to the London series last year?
Yeah.
And I remember saying, go. Make sure you go to that. It's a great experience. Yes.
Yeah, it was. So I'm here with my buddy. He's a Yankee fan. We were just talking. Did Soto make that catch tonight with Bellinger?
He probably doesn't get the right read on it. He might have been, you know, positioned in the outfield the wrong way. I don't know. The level of difficulty, I think he should make that catch. But you know what? Yankee fans say, hey, the guy we had last year doesn't get there.
Yeah. It wasn't that hard of a catch.
The only catch I saw ever from Juan Soto last year was when he just, like, straight up, like a slide into second base. Like, he's not making that diving play, like, to his right side, you know what I mean?
I've seen some catches on the warning track, but he just had a catch in Marlins Park for the Mets going to his left, tracking a ball down. So let's not say, I mean, I don't know what the catch probability was on that play. I know we kind of overdo it with you know, knocking his defense.
Yeah.
He's still a great player. He's still going to come out of his slump and funk here. It's just harder to do with a new team, a new jersey, new environment, just all of this pressure of the contract, all of this talk. Like, it ain't going to be easy for the guy, but he's going to work his way out of it at some point.
Oh, yeah, he still wants Soto.
And he's a Yankee. You're a Yankee fan, right?
Me? Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, Keith. He don't know.
I haven't been listening to WFAN.
No, I don't know, man. I feel like even with like Chisholm, too, on the Yankees, I feel like once they hit the warm weather, though,
Jazz out, and I didn't mean to. As I was running through the names of players, this team is deep. There are a lot of good players and a lot of players that contribute to the success of this team so far, and I think they're only going to gel and get better and trust each other, and they're going to get, you know, players back, and they're going to get players at the deadline, and why can't they come out of the American League again? It's going to be a little harder for Juan Soto and the Mets to come out of the National League, and we always knew that. And that was another thing. Juan Soto says he felt like he had a better chance to win with the Mets. That's cap, bro. We don't believe you. You need more people.
We got to play the Phillies. You guys got no one in your division.
We do need more people, too, though. I feel like
guys got people in the division, but we got the Phillies.
No, the fact that Steinbrenner said, oh, we're out of loose, that's like, George is definitely rolling over in his grave right now.
But it isn't that he said he's out of loot, which I didn't like it either. What I didn't like him saying is, I don't believe that spending, you know, like, makes you winners. Or he said something like, I don't believe you have to spend the most to have the best team. I'm like, the Dodgers just beat you in the World Series. They spent the most last offseason. They did it again. If they go back-to-back, like, that proof is right there. But, you know, when you look at this team, guys, when you look at this team, how much is Ben Rice making? How much is Jason Dominguez, man? Like, that's what he meant. He's like, we have a talented team with young players that aren't making that much and some players that are making that much. Like, the guys that are making the most outside of Judge, Stanton and Cole, they're not helping the team right now.
They're not.
And you can't make a team on the, you know, great players. You look at the two greatest players that came up, Trout and Ohtani. They were on the Angels. They didn't make the playoffs, what, 3 years, 2 years?
Every single year. You had literally two
Trout
goats on a team.
Once and got swept by the Red Sox.
Right.
You need a full team. You need a rotation, a bullpen, and a full lineup.
They definitely do need at least The Yankees definitely do need at least one more bat, and they definitely need at least one more good starting pitcher at the deadline. Wait, is it deadline? When was the deadline last year?
It's always late July into August. It's probably either the 31st or August 1st now.
And then August is like some sort of like old buy-in type of thing.
I don't know why.
It's July 30th this year, 6 p.m. Thanks for the call, guys. 888-808 101.9. The Yankees are going to add at the deadline, and they might add more. And, like, how great are the two guys that they added last year now? They might not have had this much of an – I mean, Jazz had an immediate impact. And Mark Leiter Jr. was great in the postseason when called on after Ian Hamilton got hurt. But when you look at Jazz right now with six homers and the swag and the joy that he plays with and the energy and the vibes that he brings, and then Mark Leiter Jr. now, like what I saw from him tonight, that's why I just said, you're back in the circle of trust, buddy. Come here. Like, don't screw it up. Don't screw it up. Like, they're going to add talent. Clark Schmidt returned tonight. Good to have him. You didn't have to see a Marcus Stroman start. Like, it could have been different if Stroman is out there. Luis Gil was supposed to start coming back. Luis Gil had a setback, right? He was shut down since March. He's got the lat strain. They checked the MRI, and he hadn't healed as they expected. So, you know, they're shutting him down for another 10 days. That's okay. Carlos Carrasco's been all right. Will Warren has been all right. We're going to get a good start out of Carlos Rodon. We got a good enough one opening day. He's due for another good one. Maybe going back to Tampa in the spring training environment. Maybe that helps. So Heal will be back. Stanton will be back. Jonathan Loaisiga was throwing on the mound today. Help is on the way. And they have enough players right now where, like, they don't necessarily need that much help. They're not in their final form. The Yankees are going to get stronger, and they have.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The best player in the game by a lot. Ryan is in Roxbury, New Jersey. Ryan, talk to us. You're on.
Hey, how are you? I'm just calling in to talk about Aaron Judge's performances and stuff like that. We, as Yankee fans, myself included, we need to embrace what's going on right now. And a lot of people talk about the postseason, but people got to realize that the postseason is the best pitchers in all the league trying to beat one guy because they know that he can beat them. And us as Yankee fans need to really put in perspective that teams are throwing their best to get him out because he is the best, and we wouldn't be there without him.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. That's what I mean when I'm like, I don't know how people watch baseball and they compare the opening week series or the first couple series of the year to the best teams, aces, high leverage situations, a packed house, the whole world watching. It is completely different.
You know, and as a manager, say I'm a manager of the Dodgers last year, I'm doing whatever I can to not have 99 beat me, and I'm going to put the pressure on everyone else. So I'm throwing him borderline pitches that are balls or borderline pitches that are strikes to make him make a swing that he doesn't want to do, to try to do too much. And that's exactly what happens. And you can't blame Judge either, because he's trying to do what's best for his team and perform. And we need to kind of take it in stride and respect what he's doing.
We have to. Thanks for the call, Ryan. And we have to think about last year's team. Last year's team, Anthony Rizzo was getting at bats. What team is Anthony Rizzo on? Last year, Alex Verdugo was being relied upon. Tommy Canley was being relied upon. This team is better. Pray for health. Pray that they stay healthy, man. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Eli next. Eli, you got it. You're on.
Hey, what's going on? I'm driving back from the game now. I was sitting legends. It was an incredible game. I was sitting there. I was like, Volpe is going to hit this double. And he hit. The crowd was hype. It was incredible. Yes, we could do better on the pitching, but they're amazing. They're incredible. I'm so happy right now.
Good, man. Good night to go to Legends. Good night to, believe in Volpe. Thanks for the call, Eli. Please believe in this kid. Please don't quit on these young kids, man. Please don't quit on 23, about to be 24-year-old shortstop, who loves the team, who's one of us, who grew up a Yankee fan, who's living his dream, who actually is on his way to being one of the better shortstops that we've seen. Please don't quit on this kid. Same thing with, Dominguez and Cabrera and Rice and all these guys, Volpe coming through tonight, Zach, or what's his name? Who was pitching? Chris Bubich. He kept challenging him. Volpito comes through, laces one. And it's like, hey, just give these guys an opportunity. Baseball is a tough game. It is a humbling game, right? Juan Soto is struggling. Juan Soto is the highest paid guy in all. Juan Soto is automatic, Soto-matic. He's struggling. So, Mets fans are impatient with Juan Soto. He's a veteran. He's a superstar in this league. Have some patience with our young guys. A Dominguez, that's 22. Some of these guys that are just, really getting their confidence now. When you're in that stadium, don't boo these guys. Pick them up, whether it's Devin Williams. I know everybody's got to find a whipping boy with the Yankees. It's a tale as old as time. Who can we get on and point at and say, this guy sucks, or this guy's got to pick it up. Even Peraza, Austin Wells' average has dipped down. He's lower in the lineup now. Jazz was slumping a little bit, but then he came out of it. As a team, they will pass the baton. They will pick each other up. It's not always, this guy's night. It seems like it's always Judge night. Judge is always either slapping some singles or something and getting on. But, they have enough bats, and they do have enough arms to get through here. They do have enough arms to get – they're about to face the Tampa Bay Rays in their own building. I'm not worried about them taking two out of three, or it's a four-game set. So two out of four or three out of four, hell, maybe they sweep them. And then they go face the Guardians in Cleveland, and I don't fear the Guardians. And then when they come back for Yankees hockey jersey night on the 25th, that weekend is going to be turned up. That's the last, you know, three home games in April. And then before you know it, it gets warm out. And I think this team is a team that, like, when it gets hot and they get rolling, they're going to be unstoppable. They're showing you right now that they have a deep lineup. Can we give Aaron Boone some credit? I know people, if I give Aaron Boone any credit, I'm a Yankee shill. I'm a Yankee homer. I never criticize the Yankees. Of course I do. I've criticized a ton of Aaron Boone moves. I don't know. We still talk about Nestor Cortez pitching in game one, but man, give Boone some credit with how he's set these lineups, how he's managed his bullpen, and you know, how this Yankee team just comes out and they don't let us down, man. They come out and they win and they fight. And this series alone, like I said, all it took was four runs three nights in a row to beat the Royals, and they did it three different ways. Bend but don't break, okay. You know, the Royals might land the first punch, but the guy that lands the first punch doesn't always win the fight. They might get on the board first, so what? The Yankees, you know, with this, you know, these last three games, bouncing back from the bad weather that, you know, started this homestand with the San Francisco Giants, where they could have been, I don't know, if they won the series and lost, they could have been 3-3 on this homestand. No, they end up being 4-2, and then they go to a home away from home, and I'm really feeling good about them hitting home runs down there in Tampa in 80-degree weather. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night and take the rest of your calls. Don't go anywhere. BRB. The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson, Bright Lights Big City. We got a bunch of big shots, but tonight's big shot of the night to the big guy, number 99, Aaron Judge. All rise for the captain. This guy has been talked about all week as the best hitter in the game, and that's facts. As I pull up the stats on MLB.com, all you got to do is just click on them. OPS, Aaron Judge. Slug, Aaron Judge. On base percentage, Aaron Judge. Average, Aaron Judge. And even if you want to go to RBI, he's tied for second with the Polar Bear, Pete Alonso. Shout out to Pete, having a great year. Even if you want to go to homers, he's tied for second with Cal Raleigh with 7, right under Tyler Soderstrom. Tomorrow, he could have the lead league in home runs. And tonight, he was a triple away from the cycle. The guy is dialed in, locked in. He's been singling all week to keep that average up. Did I mention the average? His average is 409 right now. This is real life. This is how he's starting off the season. And he hit the home run that made the difference. He hit the home run in the 7th inning and called game. The game would end 4-3. 888-808-1019. Call me up if you would like to only give praise to number 99. Keith McPherson on the Fan, talking Mets, talking Yanks. When we get past 12, it will be a week until the NFL draft. So if you want to talk about Joe Shane's comments, I do. I want to talk about the Giants. I just think the Giants should have never continued with Shane and Dable. This should be a new regime making this pick, making this move. We'll get into it. I think the Jets are quietly just sitting back right now, and they're not going to make the sexy Tyler Warren pick. If the tackle out of Missouri, Armon Membu, is there, they're just going to take him and keep it moving. Quietly. Just doing their bidding quietly, not looking for any attention, just solidifying their team. So we'll get to that, and we'll definitely get to the NBA with the play-in games that continued from last night to now tonight. 888-808-1019. Let's get these baseball calls in. Craig in New Haven on the Fan. What's up, Craig?
Hey, Keith. What's going on? I know this is a hypothetical, and I know a lot of these times this stuff works itself out, but what do the Yankees do? Let's just say hypothetically, I know, that Stanton comes back and Goldschmidt doesn't get hurt and is there, and they have Stanton, Goldschmidt, and, of course, what's his face?
Ben Rice.
Ben Rice, thank you. Ben Rice still playing as well as he does. What do you think they do?
They play the matchups. They play the hot hand. these things tend to work themselves out.
All become like platoon players?
Yeah, there was already talk last year about Stanton being a platoon player. So they play the matchups. Goldie is a right-handed bat. He's going to be here. Say that again.
To me, you got to keep Rice in there as much as possible. Of the three, he's the one I want to see in there the most.
Yeah, as of right now, he's hitting the ball hard. He's balling out, and we hope it continues. And what I'll say about Stanton is two things. It always takes him a while to get his rhythm back going. And he's a postseason performer. They're not going to rush him back if everything is going good. And Goldschmidt is fine at first, and Ben Rice is DH'ing. And obviously tonight you see Judge get the DH spot. Like it's kind of crazy to say, like, they don't need Stanton right now. They do need a right-handed bat. So that's another thing, too. Like, they're going to play the matchups. They're going to pinch hit. They're gonna take their time bringing Stanton back. They're not in a rush to bring him back. The guy's in pain. He's going to play through pain, and it's most important to have him for September going into October. And they can let him chill. And it's also good to see. Let's see how long Ben Rice can continue this run.
Right. He's got to keep it up, obviously. But if he does, he's the one I want to see.
Everybody, you're not alone. That's the best 22 in New York. I mean, everybody wants to see Ben Arroz. Ben Rice, that ball is cooked. Let him cook. They're going to let him cook. But, like, Stanton is a monster as well. It's not going to hurt to have that right-handed bat in the lineup. They're going to play the matchups. Lefty pitcher, Stanton probably gets that nod. Righty pitcher, Ben Rice probably gets that nod. How about Paul Goldschmidt? 348 average. This guy's got, what, 23 hits on the year? good to have him. These are good problems to have. This is what I'm talking about, depth. This is what I'm talking about, like, silver lining. It's hard to predict this, right? I remember Stanton last year saying to Soto, stay with us, man. Just stay with us. Like, basically saying, we're not done. We're going to run this back. Stay with us. We'll get right back here. Well, we can get right back without him. Didn't know Ben Rice was going to be this. Didn't know Dominguez. Like, the World Series team we saw last year, Ben Rice didn't power them there, didn't help them get there. Dominguez didn't have a role with that team. Even the version of Trent Grisham that the Yankees are getting, they didn't need Trent Grisham last year. They probably should have gave him a look over Verdugo. But, like, this is a better team. This is a more deep team. And they're not fully healthy. And they will add at the deadline. So let's keep it rolling, man. It's good to sweep at home. It's good to win in different ways. It's good to get a guy in the rotation back. Look at the timing. Look at how this homestand started in a miserable, cold, rainy game on Friday where Marcus Stroman gives up the game in the first inning. And then he would have been on the mound tonight. No, Clark Schmidt is ready to go. And can I say this about Clark Schmidt? He ended up getting to 72 pitches. He went deeper in the game than I imagined. And he looked like he had all his stuff going. And I was good. I was good with what I saw from Clark tonight. Frank is in Jersey on the fan. Frank was at the game. What'd you think, Frank?
Hey, Keith. How you doing? I have two takeaways. Number one, I won't take too long because you laid it out perfectly before when you talked about everybody on the team. But my one takeaway tonight, Clark Schmidt, bro. That kid only threw 44 pitches through four innings.
Efficient. And
I said to my daughter, who is the son I never had, you know, this kid, this is the reason why I'm here tonight. I've been to a million Yankee games, and I wanted to see this kid tonight because that is going to be the most. Fried, Rodon, Schmidt. Anything after that, I'll take. And I don't wish ill on anybody, but I don't really want to see Stroman anytime soon. Based on what
you're not alone in that regard.
And one more thing, watching Paul Goldschmidt play ball, that guy is a professional, man, and I'm glad we got him. And that's it. Thanks, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Frank. Yeah, very early in that game, as I go back to the box score, when I talk about efficiency, in the second inning, Clark only threw 8 pitches, and he got the fly out, ground out, and I'm like, good. And he's going right at these guys. He's not nibbling. He's throwing pitches in the zone. He's got everything working, and I'm like, the timing. And you know what's funny? Him and Stroman are boys. Like, they're good friends, and, like, They vibe with each other, and I'm sure Stroman, wherever he was rooting for Clark and was happy for Clark. And we're all happy for Clark because we need the pitching. Minor setback with Luis Gil, it's okay. Eyes are on Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon has to shake out of it. Here we are again. Last year, a lot of the conversation was, oh, this Yankee team will go as far as Carlos Rodon goes. He's the question mark. He's the one they got to figure out. He's making so much money. He's got to be a... Shake it off, man. Overcome. That's really where I'm at with this. Like, Carlos Carrasco is a veteran. He's got some moxie. He's been C is for cookie. Good enough for me. Max Fried, say less. You got Clark now. Stroman's out. Will Warren is a young guy willing himself through games. And like I said the other night, go look at the Will Warren starts. You can make an argument that like those losses aren't on him, that the Yankees were in those games, could have won those games with him on the mound. It's a vibe thing. It's about, you know, the guy on the mound. Clark brings a lot of swag and energy. Look, you see Clark with the beard? Oh, that's grown man Clark. You see Clark with the beard out there? Let's go to Brooklyn. Talk to Rick. What's up, Ricky?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, listen, I'm dying. I'm laughing over here because you Yankee fans are hilarious, man. You guys loved Juan Soto. Now all of a sudden he can't feel. oh, now he's not a good clubhouse guy. You're bitter. And your boy Judge, now he hits. He's the man during the season, but we all know what happened in the postseason. He disappears. You're going to need Juan Soto, okay?
Okay, Ricky. Who's saying he's not a good clubhouse guy? I haven't said that.
Let's go, Mets!
Who said he's not a good clubhouse guy? I just said, I don't know, rewind in the free Odyssey app. I just said we make a lot about him not being able to field. You know, I was talking to the two guys that were on the phone together, and we were talking about the catch probability with the last play that Belly made, and I'm like, I don't know. I just gave Juan Soto credit for the catch he made against the Marlins where he was running to his left and ran a ball down. I'm not like that. I watched him very closely last year. And some Yankee fans are funny. Like, they can't give him any love or credit at all. And I get it. He's dead to you. He's the enemy, whatever. Like, as a baseball fan, I'm like, nah, this is still Juan Soto, bro. He's going to get his at some point. Fingers crossed it's not against the Yankees. 888-808-1019. But, like, you got to understand the dynamic that exists here now. It is fun. I am loving it. If the Subway Series didn't have any juice, or, like I've told you guys for years now on The Fan, the Yankees don't care about the Subway Series. I bet they care now. I bet there's a little more care this year with Juan Soto over there. I can't wait. I don't know where I'm going to be sitting. I'll probably be all over the stadium. I'll probably be right over there, right field, just to catch some of the banter, some of the heckling, some of the back and forth. Juan Soto as this player that exists right now between going to the World Series last year with the Yankees and having that tandem with Judge that was, you know, Maurison, Mantle, Ruth, and Gehrig-like, and saying, yeah, I don't need Judge to protect me. Yeah, I don't need a roll call. I don't care about your Monument Park. I don't care about the perks and amenities and things that you Yankees have. I'm going to go over here and rock with Uncle Stevie. Well, go ahead. Just know what comes with that. Just go ahead. And you can hear in Ricky's voice, the Met fan, he didn't call and say anything about, he's a Met fan. He didn't call anything and say anything about Juan Soto's performance. Now, he's calling up and saying things that Yankee fans are saying about Juan Soto. You know what? Yankee fans would have to be quiet right now if Juan Soto was hitting like Juan Soto was hitting last year. Jay is in the Bronx where the Yankees just swept the Royals. What's up, Jay?
Oh, man, K-Mac. I've been listening to you for a couple years now, man. There's so much I want to say, man, but just salute, man. Salute to you and Jack, you know, your little man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, for real, man. You are, you know what I'm saying? You hold the flag for the African American brothers, you know, to have a role model to look up to, the youth that's coming up, for real. I always wanted to tell you that.
Copy. You got it.
But man, you official, man. You know, I followed your whole background and everything. You official, for real. But Judge, he just went over the career 290 batting average threshold tonight. You know, I've been following him. I'm a Judge fanatic, you know, and he's been in the 280s, 285, 288, 289. He just went over 290 tonight. So now the chase is for the career 300 batting average moving forward, you know, and, you know, with all the numbers. I'm a numbers guy. I'm just following Judge's numbers, you know. And
Hall of Fame numbers already. If he stopped playing this season, he's a Hall of Fame lock.
Right, and he's hitting over 400, 18 games deep into the season. You know, I want to keep a record of, you know, how long he's able to, you know, keep that 400 threshold, how many games deep into the season at his age. You know, at his age, he's going to be putting up the oldest to do this, the oldest to do that, you know. And, one more thing I want to say. It's so much I want to say, but, you know, they say Juan Soto's age was the reason why, you know, he was really able to get the money that he got. And, you know, with his age and him being so young, you know, he wanted to think long term, and he didn't really see where the Yankees organization was going to be 5-6 years from now. And I'm looking at it, K-Mac, Cabrera, Peraza, Wells,
Rice, Dominguez, Volpe, Rice, Clark Schmidt, Luis Gil, yeah, Will Warren.
Yeah, we have six position players that's all younger than Juan Soto.
Spencer Jones is on the way. George Lombard Jr. is on the way. Ben Hess is on the way. So what is anybody talking about with the Yankees not being good in 5, 6, 7 years? You can't just say that when Judge gets into his older 30s, they're cooked. They are here every year. They are dominant. They get to the postseason. They don't even have 500 seasons. The worst season that I watched in my life, they went 82-80. So what are we actually talking about with Juan Soto saying that?
Exactly. And the last thing, you know, I wanted to say, will you ever think of maybe giving Jax a middle name like Bernie? Because, you know, I know Bernie is your favorite Yankee player and everything, so I just wanted to throw that out there. You know, you heard it first.
My son's full name is Jackson King McPherson.
Okay, well, you can't go wrong with King is the middle name. Then
we flip my initials. I'm KJM, he's JKM. And, I mean, I hope he takes to playing baseball. I was a football player for the most part, but I hope he does something and maybe he can earn, some kind of player nickname on the field. Jay, you're the man. Appreciate the call, the compliments, the energy, the numbers, the knowledge, and bringing that back up, right? All the talk that Juan Soto also had, I'm looking at you, Scott Boras. You got to coach him up better. This is New York. Everything is recorded. Everything is super loud. Everything is screenshot and documented. People don't forget. People don't forget these articles and these quotes where Juan Soto said, oh, yeah, it's a Mets town. There are so many Mets fans. You just got to win and you'll see. Okay, that puts the battery in the back of the Yankee fan. The Yankee fan is coming out in April, 43,000 on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday against the Royals. You know what I'm saying? As Jay was just talking about, the future for the Yankees, Hal Steinbrenner told you, I don't have to spend that much money. We have young, talented players that are cost-effective. Have a look-see. These guys are under 25. They will be here. Didn't trade them off. Going to keep developing them and working with them. Judge is not the only one. Now, Judge might have been the only one that came out of the Baby Bombers, but these aren't the Baby Bombers. These aren't even the Baby Bombers 2.0. I'm calling them the NYY Young Boys, the Yankee Youngsters. Count it. They are there, and they're not going anywhere. So we will see Juan Soto, and that's why I tell a lot of y'all, you think that, oh, it's a lot right now, and oh, enough already, and you know, you Yankee fans, stop talking about Juan Soto, you're so obsessed. Oh, we've only just begun. This is going to go on for 15 years, and every other year after Juan Soto retires, better win at least one World Series. Your owner said he's expected to win 2-4. Well, money can't buy you a chip, bro. You can buy a player in Juan Soto, and he's got to go out there and perform. And right now, he's not performing like the Juan Soto that the Yankee fans saw last year. And that's on you. 888-808-1019. It's almost 12. When we come back, I'll drop some NFL draft stuff, some NBA stuff, and see what tickles your fancy if you don't want to just keep talking Yanks. But if you do want to keep talking about the Yankees, I'm down for that, too. Be my guest. KM to AM returns right after this.